Thus we continue today on page 186. The Ramchal writes, HaMatara, Amel Ishtaychos Nisimo Samalchutit, Elo Amel LaTorach. So remember, again, we're talking in Perek Tes, in the Midah of Zrizos, or how to acquire the Midah of Zrizos. And we've established that the thing that detracts most from the Midah of Zrizos is the misconception that life is about rest and relaxation. So Ramchal writes, Elo Li Amel LaTorach, man was born to literally to work and to struggle. Ha'olam nivra la'matara achas la'amam. The world was created for one purpose, and that was for man to toil. Hayom la'asosam ze ha'olam azeh, la'asosam ze l'trovach. Amal hu la'matara ha'matara. It's important to understand that to toil in life is the entire purpose of existence. Adam la'amal yulat. Ma ze ha'amal hu la'matara. So we say, Pasuk says a person was born to struggle, or not really to struggle, to toil. Why is it that toiling is the purpose? Anachlu shayochem lemesimos gedolos. It's very important, yisod. We are part of a much bigger picture. Ha'olam hu olam shadishtaychos lemesimo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech. God is the king. Yesh lo mataros v'yish hesrachashos malchusis masmedes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish betuvo ma'ase bereshis. Poel gvuros osa chadoshos ba'am l'chamos zoreetz edachos matzmiach yishuos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. The Ribono Shel Olam creates and recreates creation each and every day. The Ribono Shel Olam brings about salvation, he brings about healing, he brings about all types of wondrous acts. God is perpetually busy. HaOlam Kol Hazman Pi'ilos, Mali Pi'ilos, Mali Yisrachshos. The world is constantly full of activity. God is constantly involved with some type of process, and some type of activity, and some type of toil all the time. In fact, remember, this is how we begin davening every single day. We speak about this idea. God is perpetually busy. Therefore, again, if a person wants to connect or tap into the divine activity in this world, a person also has to be in perpetual motion. Meaning, the entire job of the Jew in life is to mimic God, is to somehow be God-like in our actions. And what really makes God more than anything else is the fact that he's in perpetual motion, perpetual toil. He's always doing something, always creating or recreating something, always causing some type of process to unfold. Teshtayich lepi'ilios hamalchusis. So in order to go ahead and literally be shaykh, be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to be in perpetual motion as well. Kedei lahazbir mazal yishtayich lepi'ilios malchusis, Ramchal mishtamesh b'shtei misham. Ramchal is going to use two different parables. We'll do the first of the two today. Page 187. V'lo yinag ba'atzmo ela minag ha'polim, ha'osim melocha eitzal maskirehem. The Ramchal says a person should conduct themselves like the minag ha'olim, like the minag of workers who do malacha by those who hire them all of the time. Now he's talking about as a person should be like a hired hand, a laborer, a worker. Poel osa malacha etzel mishu acher. A worker does work by someone else. Zelo malacha shalom, hu amaskir hu achrei ala proyekt, hu chelek mi proyekt gadol. So if I'm working for someone, so I get hired by the general contractor, I'm not in charge of the job, I'm just in charge to do my part of the work. As kodem dolecha ba'olam hazeh, ata chelek mi proyekt. Proyekt gadol ma'od bolam. Ramchal says, we are like hired hands on a large project. God is the foreman. God is the general contractor. He's in charge of the project, and I am hired to do a part of the project. Al tistakel ala olam be'einayim haktano shelcha. And then Ramchal says, therefore, don't look at this world through your small eyes. Ata matziv mataros kitanos. Amtaninsa be proyekt gadol tira im ata yachol lishtayich olo.
So imagine the following. Imagine the hired worker is hired to do his little part of the job. And he looks around and he says, well, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't make sense. And what do we say to the worker? Of course it doesn't make sense. You don't understand. That's not your job. You have one specific job in this much greater project. You need to focus on your job and not worry as much about everything else that's going on around. The Ramchal says it's important to understand we are hired workers in the great construction project of the Ribono Shel Olam. God is the general contractor, and we are the hired hands, but we have specific and important jobs to do. Do you think Kodesh Baruch Hu bara es ha'olam es kol ha'balagan b'shala ruchas boker shecha b'shul shehiyah lecha nechma v'disham b'sheket? So do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created this whole world, this whole balagan, in order that I should have a good breakfast, or that in order that I should be able to sleep quietly? B'shul zehu asa es kol ha'briya nakit hazos? Do I think that God made this great world just so I could relax, just so I could have a little bit of fun, just so I could enjoy myself? God is constantly working, creating, and building. Mafil malochim milyone polim osa kolazman dvorim kolazman korim dvorim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an army of workers. He has army of workers in the angelic sphere, and he has army of workers here in this world as well. And at all times, we all have to be building because we're all part of the project. Atashayach lemamlechas anakit kimapol itzamaskiro. I am part of a magnificent, huge endeavor, just like the hired worker by the general contractor. Ukeinyan masham, like the Gemara says, Agire diyomo anon. We are hired. We are day laborers. Ataskir yom. I am a day worker, day laborer. Atalo achray la project. Atalo kablan. I'm not responsible for the project. Right in totality, I'm not the general contractor. Ata oved hayom kilu yesh lecha mashbetes kitano. Tavin. Ata chelik mimarechas anakit. And here the Ramchal says something amazing. The big problem we have in life is that sometimes we think that we're not part of something bigger. We think that I'm here because of me. And if I'm here because of me, so then I want to enjoy myself, I want to relax, then life becomes about the pursuit of my personal pleasure. But if I remember that I am part of a much bigger project, I'm the day laborer, the Ribono Shel Olam is the general contractor, and every single day I need to make sure I'm doing my part to advance the general project, because if I don't do my part, the project as a whole suffers. If I do not help advance the general project, then I don't really understand my role. Hayom sha'omid lefanecha. Page 188. The day, today, is not mine. The day is part of the bigger project. Therefore, don't spend life as an idle worker. Don't spend life just thinking about, again, my breakfast, my lunch, my sleep, my vacation, my car, my house. These are all important things and all things that we should enjoy, but they're not the essence of life. The essence of life is, how am I going to build? What am I going to do? How am I shaykh to the bigger project in this world? Hasokhir shaykh l'schar, shaykh l'matara, kudei lahavin od yoser. So we'll see tomorrow, the Ramchal will give another example of this, of a soldier. But this Yisod is very important. That sometimes the reason we get caught up in all the wrong things, and I don't mean sin here, we're talking just about general wrong focus in life, is because we don't realize we're part of something bigger. But if I realize that God is the general contractor, I am the laborer, and I have specific tasks that I have to accomplish each and every day. And if I don't do my part, the project as a whole suffers. Then suddenly I begin to realize that life is purposeful, that I have to be driven in dynamic activity, that life can't just be about rest, relaxation, and pleasure. There's got to be something bigger. Now, of course, how to figure out what my role is, how to figure out what I need to do, that, of course, is something we'll have to focus on. We'll stop over here, and Amir Tashem will pick up on page 188 tomorrow, wishing everyone a wonderful day.